If I may, my husband and I have been allowed to act as go-betweens before. With your permission, I would like to contact Chief of State Dalla and speak with her on this subject. She is a grandmother herself. I'm convinced that she's not as callous as this action would indicate.
It wouldn't do to have Leia undermining his efforts. Hamner thought for a moment before responding.
While I'm grateful for your offer, I think that the Order needs to speak with a united voice.
You misunderstand, Leia corrected him gently. I do not intend to speak with the authorization of the Order, merely as myself. This would not be in place of your meeting with her, but in addition to it.
Hamner pressed his lips together. He liked and respected Leia, and she had certainly been able to help out the Order on more than one occasion. It would be foolish and, worse, arrogant to refuse her help now.
Then, of course. Thank you. So,
he resumed, mentally ticking things off.
I will endeavor to speed up my meeting with Chief of State Dalla. At that meeting, I will request that Sil'Gall and any team she chooses to accompany her be permitted access to Jycella Horn before she is encased in carbonite, and also that her parents be allowed to visit her. Any information that the GA has obtained on her during their initial examination is to be shared with the Order, and we will, of course, do likewise in the spirit of cooperation. Master Horn and his wife Mirax will report immediately following this meeting to the Medicenter for whatever test Sil'Gall deems necessary. The Horn children's maternal grandfather, Booster Terek, will also need to... No.
The single word, blunt and stubborn, caused Master Hamner to blink.
I beg your pardon, Master Horn?
No. Mirax and I are not going to report immediately after this meeting to the Med Center, and I think it highly unlikely that any order you issue to Booster Terek will be obeyed like he's a loyal pet either. What I will be doing after this meeting is finding my wife, kissing her, and trying yet again to find a way to see my own child before she's frozen in carbonite like a common criminal.
Corin Horn had always been forthright. His was not a delicate or diplomatic tongue. But always before, he had come down firmly on the side of focusing on what was important. This sudden divergence on his part to putting his offspring first, an understandable desire and one that everyone here felt sympathy for, but one that could not be accommodated, was unsettling and perhaps dangerous. Before he could speak, Sil'Gall said quickly,
"We have much data that needs to be processed before we are ready for you and Mirax. Perhaps in a few hours, and if you could speak with your father-in-law, I am certain he would wish to do everything he can to help his grandchildren."
Corin's posture did not relax, but his anger dissipated somewhat. He nodded curtly.
"A few hours, then, and Mirax is already talking to Booster."
The tension had been diffused, but Hamner sighed inwardly. He suspected it was only a momentary reprieve.